Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Brandy. How can I help you?
Yes. I was wondering if my introductory spots or my introductory to my bill up for Enterprise came went out yet.
May I have your account number?
I have no idea.
What's your last name?
And plus, that is a brand new. I don't even have a receipt for that yet. My, what do you want? My.
Your last name?
Oh, Stotts. I'm sorry.
What is it?
Stotts, like Stotts and Bonds.
And your first name?
David.
And you said it was for the Enterprise build?
Yeah. Supposed to be my introductory, so that should have been a $4 charge.
Okay. It looks like. Yes, it shipped out this week.
And so I already been billed for it?
Payment was taken just yesterday.
All right, so because I call up and they have three payments, but none of them was for that one. And that one should only been $4, right?
Yeah, $4.95.
So $5. Roughly, a little over $5.
No, $4.95.
Yeah, so, any idea what estimated time of arrival will be?
We ask that you at least give it up to 14 days.
14 days. And it just went out?
Yes, it went out yesterday.
All right. One more little thing while I have you on the phone. Did my DB5 went out yet? I know I was billed for it. My last 8 shipment. I have 2 shipments left, and
let's
well,
see.
1 after this.
So the James Bond.
Yeah.
Let's see. It shows me that it went out on. Come on, come on. Load it up. Bear with me. It's slowly loading.
Yeah, I know. Mine the same way.
Okay. God, it's showing that it, I think it shipped out yesterday or Tuesday.
I thought it was supposed to be shipped out tomorrow.
Hold on, let me, I mean, I just see it on there. Let me check the warehouse site and see what it says.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought today was Friday, but... I have a habit of misplacing my days.
Oh, it's at the warehouse, so it should ship out tomorrow.
All right, because they did bill me for it. And I thought whenever they're ready to leave a warehouse, then that is when they will take the money.
Yeah, now there's an authorization already pending on it.
Yeah, well, I
you should see that.
I don't know. My email is down temporarily. Hopefully, I'll be able to have a friend of mine help me figure it out tomorrow. But right now, I had access to my email.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny because I probably have half a dozen emails on there for you alone. So.
But yeah.
Only because I asked for information on next year build. Hopefully it there. Because apparently next year you release it on Titanic, which I'm kind of aha over.
Yeah, they delayed the release on it.
Oh, you're supposed to have been re-released this year?
It was scheduled to, but they had to push it back to the first of next year.
Why?
I honestly don't know. I think there was just some issues with some manufacturing.
That weird. How detailed is that will be?
It's pretty detailed ship. All the way from the portholes to the little boats on the side.
About a grand staircase that was rumored to be inside the ship itself.
You know, I didn't even look at that part of it. Hold on, I can tell you.
Because what I heard of it, it was supposed to be metal and wood, which you never had any wooden models, as far as I know.
Let's
that one
see.
And the battle
bill
I waiting for.
Titanic build. Let's see. Authentic replica over 42 inches long.
That is a bit bummer. I think my DB5 is smaller than that.
Yeah, it's made from wood, brass, and metal. And oh, this one comes with a sander.
Huh? It comes with a sander?
The sander.
So they have specialized tools for it.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
The cabin lights are illuminated.
Oh, boy, that would be interesting.
Let's see. This replica includes a boat deck. See, the wood part of it are the boat decks. With the 16
yeah, I
kind
of thought
lifeboats.
So, because that, in the real one, it will be probably boat decks and a lifeboat. So.
I don't see anything about the staircase, though. I see where it's going to have the 16 highly detailed lifeboats, brass chains and anchors, deck structures such as the bridge and gymnasium recreated with pinpoint accuracy. Yeah, I don't see anything about the staircase.
Cool. I seen a replica of it, and too bad it was lost when the ship went down.
Yeah, I'm not showing it on here.
Well, if I buy it, I'm keeping it away from any icebergs. Apparently, anything that you name the Titanic do not get along with icebergs.
Yeah.
Or better yet, ice cubes.
Quit through the model.
Anything else coming out that I should be aware of?
No, because the Titanic and the Batmobile are the...
When is the Batmobile coming out?
Let's see. The Batmobile is coming. Looks like June, July, August. About August or so.
August of this year?
Yeah.
Are you taking pre-orders on it?
I think you can pre-order now. Let's see.
Because that is the one that I wanted last year, but it fell through. And I believe that is a 1966 Batmobile, right? From the series?
It is... Build the Batmobile, 1/8 scale model, replica from the original TV series.
Yeah.
Oh, right now you can register to be alerted when it is ready to start.
Yeah, by that time my email should be fixed, hopefully.
You want me to go ahead and put your name and email in here and let them notify you?
Yeah.
Okay, David.
Because by the time that is released, my DeLorean should be about done.
Uh-huh.
I tried to pay off my credit card somewhat, and then I upgrade my DeLorean. Right now I have it on hold, but I want to upgrade it later on. Try it done faster.
Mm-hmm. So it's d.stocks23@yahoo?
Yep.
Alright.
Yep, and I won't be happy until it's in my hands. Because that is the one I wanted to order last year and it fell through.
All right, well, I have got you signed up, so when it is ready, they will send you an email to let you know.
So I only read it until it's in my hands. Because I know something else might happen. So, but by that time, hopefully, I'm done with my DeLorean. So, see, I have more than half done it with it now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of the limited. What is the limit at the DeLorean? 12, I thought.
What is the what?
A limit.
How many you can get per shipment?
Yeah.
Like
with my DB5, I have 8. But with my next shipment, I only have 4. Because the last 4.
DeLorean, you can get up to. Because I think they have load-up offers on these now.
Huh?
Hold on, let me pull up your account.
What is that?
the load up offer. It's where you can get discounts for getting multiple issues. Yeah, the most. Let's see if yours has got that on there.
I'm kind of surprised I'm not getting no discount on my DB5. Because the last three or four issues were extra.
Oh, you're already getting a discount on yours, so no. Okay,
oh,
so it's you. Yeah, you're already getting a discount on your DeLorean.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way they let me know all this stuff.
Yeah, you're getting it. I think you've got that discount because where they're normally like $12.85 each, you're only paying $10-something.
All right, so basically it would save about that pay for my DB5.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the limit on my DeLorean?
You can get up to 12 issues on the DeLorean.
All right, 12 issues?
Mm-hmm.
And how much would that be roughly?
If you done 12, it will be... unit shipment. Bear with me, the system has to refresh itself to give me the new pricing.
My friend said I'm crazy. Like all these models and I have hardly no place to put. But, oh well. we'll figure it out.
Oh, you can always find places to put them.
Yeah. Fortunately, she left herself open. I could have told her where she could put them, but that...
Okay, so if you done 12 issues each shipment with your discount, it would be
$123.36.
$123.36. Mm-hmm.
Per month or per...
shipment.
How often could I do my shipment?
You're every 8 weeks. So you're
eight
once
weeks?
Every 2 months.
All right, so... And right now I put a pause for now because I want to pay off my credit card because I know I have one more shipment for my DB5 and I want to take that and then I want to pay off everything before because that way I'll be able to pay off my DB5 and only have to worry about my DeLorean and my solar system. So, and how could I do 2 weeks at a time on my DeLorean?
Do what now?
If I wanted to, but I switch it, well, before I say this, I'm not doing nothing yet. Because the last time I did not specify. And they switch my stuff around. So, if I wanted to, in the near future, after I pay up my credit card a little bit, do a 2 weeks at a time, I do it with my DeLorean, or like what I do with my DB5.
Oh, yeah, you just let us know. If you want
to
make changes or something, you just call us and let us know.
All right, so you can do 2 weeks at a time?
Yeah, you can do. You can get a shipment every week if you want.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Because with my DB5, they only told me that it could be every 2 weeks.
No, you can get a shipment every week.
Well, in that case, just send me out my last one. I mean, it costs me the same amount. this week, then it would be costing me next week. So if you want, just send out my last four.
On your...
on my DB5.
On the DB5. Let me go back to it.
Sorry. I'm finding all this out now, and nobody told me before.
Okay, so you've got... I'm just waiting on that last one. Dun.
I mean, it only costs another $40 or $50 anyway.
Let's see. Let me make sure on here that it's... I always like to double check on things.
Well, that way I'd be able to haul my DB5 history. Well, not exactly history. I still have to build the dabs in.
All right, so we're going to...
I'm a type of a person who demand to build his models all at one time. Fortunately, where you send them aren't not like that.
Okay, so you got 7 left. So you want me to go ahead and get it ready to send out?
I thought I only have 4.
No, you got 7 issues left. And on your James Bond, you're getting 8 issues per shipment, but you only got 7 left.
Oh. Because I thought it was 8 and then 4.
No, I'm showing you just got 7 left, so.
Well, all right. Yeah, send me a whole 7 packs or whatever.
All right, so we'll go ahead and change that so we can get you a shipment ready to go out. It probably won't go out till Tuesday.
Well, all right, you do on the first anyway. You both do go out on the first.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the one I'm waiting for now is an 8. And for some odd reason, I thought they told me 8 and 4. I don't know why. But 8 and 7, not bad.
Well, now, I think you've got one that's processing. Let me look.
Yeah. I thought that one might be a one that I just got charged for. Because you said it did not leave the warehouse yet.
I think it's still in processing. It should go out tomorrow. So if this one that's ready goes out tomorrow, then your next one will go out between Tuesday and Friday of next week, and then you'll be done with the DB5.
Yeah. And that is exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just take time and pay off my credit card first, and I hope I know the stimulus check. That will help.
Yeah, they need to hurry up and get them out. I need that. I don't want to take a vacation.
Yeah. So, I usually use mine to pay off all my minor credit cards.
Yeah.
And
I took my last 2 and paid off medical bills, so.
Oh.
I want to take this one and then enjoy it with my kids.
Yeah, I done that myself. I kind of wish I had a free credit card. I mean, why I do take a vacation on my bucket list to go to Disney World. Only justification for a 55-year-old guy to act like a 2-year-old.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just ain't been able to take a vacation with my kids in a couple years. So.
Yeah, but my mom promised me to, if I took care of some personal problems, health-wise, she would take me down to Disney World, and she never lived to see it. So now I have my problem under control to a point where, you know, my knee hamps and my back is shot to hell. But I have a wheelchair, so I'd be able to take that with me.
Yeah.
And I want to go to Fallity Inn, which is a Star Wars theme.
Uh-huh.
I would probably blow half of my heart on lifesavers.
Yeah, so you've got one ready to go out. I do see that.
Yeah, and that probably an 8.
Uh-huh.
So one that I'm waiting on is a 7.
So yep, the last 7, and you'll be done with it.
So hopefully this one will have a front end to it, or a back end. Because I think I had a front end and a roof on my last 2 shipments. And I think this shipment is a back end and a tail light. So, it's kind of like Christmas. So, I boxes were in boxes, and
mm-hmm.
I have not done my DB5 yet, so that would be fun. So, as soon as I hit my last 7, I would be breaking those open and not doing them.
Hmm.
So,
well, all right. Well, is there anything else?
Nope. I was just wondering about what was coming up, because for some odd reason, I had law onto a model section. So, I have no idea why, but for some odd reason, not letting me. Take me to all your memorabilia, but you don't take me to your models.
Just make sure you're on the U.S. website.
Yep, I am.
And put in model enthusiast.
Oh, model enthusiast. All right. Because for some odd reason, when I first joined you, I solar system, no problem. But now it's difficult. I don't know why.
Yeah, you can put eShop and put, you can put Eagle Moss. You can put Eagle Moss and put Model Enthusiast, and it should bring them all up.
All right. So, because I'm kind of wondering what you have coming out. Because I know you bring about 2 or 3 different ones out a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, last year was DB5, and the year before that was a DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was supposed to be a Batmobile, but you brought out a couple sports cars instead, along with a Ghostbusters. So, that is another one I want to do.
Okay.
So, all right, thank you.
All right, well, I do thank you for calling, Eagle Moss. You have a good night.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.